and then you rinse them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to take the time, you dry them with a towel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to do that, well, you put them in a closure or a dish rack and let them dry themselves.
Yeah. The towel, would you just call it a towel, or would you call it something else?
What?
You say you dry them, what's the thing you dry them with?
Dish towel.
Okay. Do you have a term for the thing you wash them with, piece of cloth that you wash them with?
Oh, we just call it a dish cloth.
That's a dish cloth that you wash them with?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, and what about the type of towel that you maybe dry yourself off with?
That's called a bath towel here.
Okay. When you want to get the water to come into the sink, the thing that you turn on is
that? That's a faucet.
Okay. How about if you have one of these on the side of the house to attach a garden hose to?
Yeah, I know what those are called, but
Or come back to that for a second. What would you call it on a barrel? If you had a barrel, you may have something in like cider or something, you have a thing you open to get the cider out.
On a barrel, we'd call it a spigot.
Mm-hmm. And on the side of the house, you'd call it something different, I take it.
Yeah. I'll think of it pretty soon.
Okay.
But
you remember.
Of course, I think the reason I can't think of that right offhand is I didn't grow up with one of them on the side of the house. See
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I could suggest something, but maybe if you think you can think of it, I'd come back to it. What do you call a common household utensil you use to stick in the top of a bottle to pour liquid in? Don't want to spill it. You use usually made out of
metal. Are you talking about the thing that you put in a bottle to pour it out of? I don't know.
Just to pour into it. A tornado cloud is shaped like one. Say it's a...
Oh, well, yeah. You're talking about a funnel.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Well, that's, I would say that's to pour something into something else.
Yeah, well, that's what
okay.
that's what I meant.
Yeah,
I
okay.
It.
We're talking about the same
yeah.
thing.
What do you use, if you're going to ride horses or drive them, what do you usually carry with you to get his attention?
If I'm riding a horse,
mm-hmm.
well, I never rode a horse that way. I mean,
to drive a horse, what would you use to carry with you?
If I were driving a horse, I'd probably, if I were, when I was a kid, again, going back to then, if you hitched up to a buggy,
mm-hmm.
you always had a buggy whip,
mm-hmm.
which sat down in a socket on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. How about oxen? Did you ever drive oxen at all?
No.
Do you know what the thing would be called that they'd use to poke the oxen to get them to go?
I've heard that term, but I don't know what it is. You mean the thing that they prodded them with?
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be a term that you'd really be familiar with.
No, because there are never any oxen in this mm-hmm. part of the country that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. To change the subject real quickly, what was the disaster that they had, what was the cause of this disaster they just had in Georgia a while ago? Well, people drowned about 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, that was when the flood, I mean, that was when the dam broke
mm-hmm.
in Alabama.
Would there be another way of saying the dam broke? The dam...
Not my
okay.
vocabulary.
What if you blew up a balloon and you put so much air into it? What would happen to the balloon?
Well, it would burst. That
okay.
would be another term.
So you say that in Georgia the dam did what?
I'd say the dam. What I would say is the dam broke.
Okay.
See, but. Another term would be what you suggested there is burst.
Okay.
See?
Okay,
but
so
I don't think
the child blew up the balloon so much that it did what?
Well, it, yeah, that would be exploded, see?
Okay.